Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
And it's been a little while since we recorded.
You did one without me for one.
Yeah, we did The Mandalorian Season 3 with Bhaskar. And then we have actually watched this movie quite a while back, but just haven't had a chance to sit down and record it. So we haven't been fast. But we're going to be
happy and furious.
We're going to be pretty furious in this review.
Yeah.
X times furious.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you haven't, well, you clicked on this knowing that we're reviewing this movie, but if you still haven't realized.
Maybe some people click on the, like they want to be surprised. Do you know that I'm feeling lucky thing on Google?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe so.
And just came up with us.
I don't know. Maybe so you're very specific.
Unfortunately, you're not lucky. You're quite unlucky because you found us. So we're going to be talking about Fast X.
Yeah.
Or
Fast 10.
Fast 10. So Fast 10, your seatbelts.
Yeah.
If you're in a car, because you probably should be watching this. If you're listening to us in a car, then fasten your seatbelts. If you're watching us in a car, then hopefully
fasten your seatbelts as well, because you're going to die.
it might help you from an accident.
New cars have, like, you can play YouTube and stuff in cars now. Yeah.
When it's stationary.
Are you sure?
I think so. Like the Tesla has like the big screen, right?
I thought you could play that like all the time.
Isn't that dangerous?
It is. Yeah. But isn't it for passengers?
I thought it was only when it's... well, there's like screens at the back of...
For passengers, okay.
Yeah, I think that's... and you might also hear a dog going absolutely crazy
berserk
in the back.
Yeah. He's put us through the ringer before this, so if we sound tired, it's because we are.
Yeah, and he isn't for some reason. So coming to this movie, a bit of background, and we'll do spoilers and non-spoilers. It's been a little while since this movie's come out, so we'll spend most of the time on spoilers. But we'll clearly indicate when we're jumping into spoilers. I don't think it matters for this movie, to be honest. But, I mean, there is a bit of a cliffhanger situation, but we'll get to that. So it's directed by Louis Leterrier. So he...
is French.
Probably, yeah.
I assume. I haven't checked, but I think he is.
Yeah. He is French, yes. Yeah. He is from Paris. But... in terms of movies that he's directed in the past, he directed The Incredible Hulk of 2008, the second movie in the MCU, and then he's known for the Transporter movies.
2010.
No, that's when the movie's set, but I think that's when the...
No, no, it came out in 2010.
Do you want me to check?
You don't need to. I think it's 2010.
So it's 2008.
It is?
Yeah, 2008.
Okay, fair enough.
No, it's. I think you're getting confused because in the MCU, the timeline starts in 2010.
True, but maybe, yeah. Maybe I'm just wrong.
So, yeah, and then he's known for the Transporter movies.
Oh, yeah, Jason Statham. Starring
Jason Statham, who's also features in these movies. The gang is back predominantly, so Vin Diesel, obviously. He's still got plenty of gas left in his tank.
Yeah.
So he's just like this franchise, although the box office...
just refueled recently, I think.
Yeah. Well, he's probably refueled for another two more movies.
At least.
At least, and then spin-offs as well. But, yeah, the box office is suggesting that they're not... they are running out of gas. So in terms of box office so far, it's done $632 million worldwide, which seems like a big number, but the budget is $340 million. So it has to make quite a lot of money. And compared to the previous movies, so Fast 9 was a little bit different because it came out during COVID. So I think that made about $700 to $800 million worldwide, but it was impacted a bit by lockdowns and stuff. I remember we watched it, like, I think we timed it just so that it was in between lockdowns at that stage, 2021. So moving that aside, Fast 8 made $1.2 billion and Fast 7 is the highest grossing movie in this franchise, made $1.5 billion. Since then, it's been diminishing returns and this isn't doing as well. Certainly didn't do well in the US market as the previous movies, and it's not doing as well in the overseas markets either. So maybe people aren't, or they're losing interest in this franchise, but we aren't.
I'm reinvigorated.
Interest is peaking for us. The other people, we'll talk about the other people in the movie, but yeah, there's heaps of people.
There's people in this movie.
Yeah.
As most movies have people in it, yeah.
Yeah, this has probably more people than most.
Than most movies? Yeah, yeah. It's got a few people.
It's got a pretty big cast.
Yeah. If you talk about people in general, like a movie like World War Z probably has the most people in general.
Like on the screen?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just got like, I don't know, like zombies and stuff. Do they count as people?
Are they CGI?
Lord of the Rings would have a lot of
Lord
people.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
That
has a lot of people.
Tens of thousands of people.
So that movie has more people than this movie, definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
But this movie just has people in it, like the cast.
In terms of people that have dialogue.
If you think about the people that don't have dialogue, there's not that many people in this movie.
No.
It's just the main characters.
Everyone's
now that I think about this, there's no one in this. Is this world populated? Like, there's no one in this world except these guys.
Oh, there's like there's scenes.
Other cars and stuff.
Yeah,
sometimes.
There's scenes where there's like other people, but yeah. But most people on screen tend to have a dialogue or so. So like,
Like most movies, I guess. Yeah. I think we're just describing movies.
Welcome to the cognitive recalibration.
I don't know how we got here, but
yeah. Every week we describe what we don't talk about a specific movie. We just talk about movies
in general. Like it's a new concept.
And we describe them because it's new. So we can jump into our thoughts on it. So it came out a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, a little while ago. So positives and negatives. It's hard to talk about these movies in like a... Because they're not...
In a positive sense.
Yeah.
They suck.
So I think you have to watch these movies with a certain mindset, obviously.
Yeah.
So same as our previous review. So if you haven't listened to I think that was the first Fast and Furious movie.
Fast 9. Fast 9 was not good.
Thinking we said back it was on, good in our review.
Did we? It's not good. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen it again. It's got some ridiculous moments in it. I feel like this movie is just ridiculous from start to finish, though.
Yeah. I think the best one is Fast 5.
Yeah.
I've been doing like a rewatch of select movies from the franchise.
Lots of people really like Tokyo Drift and lots of people really like
It's not rated highly critically though, Tokyo Drift. So it's like at the time it wasn't well received, but obviously it's garnered a bit of a fan following after that. I think Fast 7 is one of the more entertaining ones in terms of...
I think 1 to 4 take themselves too seriously.
1 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 5 to 10 slowly takes itself less and less seriously up until this point where it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they became different movies. Like 4 was the pivot.
But 4 was still taking itself quite seriously.
Yeah. And then 5 is when it became more of like a, what is it now? Like a spy action franchise?
Essentially.
Yeah. So, so 5 is probably still the best one. And 6 is pretty good.
Yeah. Look, in my opinion, 5 is the best one. But I know some people out there will say 3 is the best one. And I know some people will say 1's the best one.
1 is the best one. It depends what you want from these movies. If you're like... If you like street racing.
They want street racing. But was 1 about street racing? It had a little bit of street racing in it, but like...
So Dominic Toretto is a street racer, right?
In the
first one. And then Brian... He's
technically a street racer in this as well.
Well, there's always a street race in every movie.
Yeah. And they're called Race Wars, which they should really change the name of that. Because that implies something else when you tell me there's going to be a race war. I'm thinking something else is going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But, I think coming back to positives.
Yeah.
So I think Jason Momoa is what he is in this.
He's the Joker.
Yeah. Is he the Joker? He is. Like, there's elements of the Joker, but I think there's elements of just...
A crazy dude.
Yeah. Just, like, do whatever you want.
It's like Joker, Deadpool.
There's, like, a bit of, like, I don't know, like Jack Sparrow? Or, like, there's some, like, just quirky weirdness.
He's weird.
Yeah.
But it's, like, different to every other character he's ever played, where he's just crazy, which...
Yeah.
It's entertaining. It's better than Dom Toretto, who's just the fucking same expression for the whole movie.
Yeah, well, we watched it with a group of friends, and then one of our friends was like, he only has 2 expressions in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, those 2 expressions are very close as well. There's not much variation there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought Jason Momoa was good. He's, I think he's meant to be, like, the big bad of... This, unless they introduce someone else.
Someone else as well. Someone else from Dom's past comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've watched the trailer, you kind of know what the story is, but it's actually...
Story is the same in from, I'm thinking which movie?
Onwards. 7.
6 onwards, yeah? It's 6 on, oh, no, 7 onwards.
Yeah.
It's someone from Dom's past coming back to take revenge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Wait, maybe 8 isn't.
8.
Maybe 8 isn't. But 9 is, 7 is.
9 is, 7 is.
This is.
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the 7 is linked to 6.
7's linked to 6.
Yeah, and 5 is linked to this one.
9 is linked to 1, yes.
Yeah. So this actually falls down directly from Fast 5.
Yeah.
Because the...
It's got some, like, repeat scenes from 5 as well.
Yeah, it's obviously... retrospectively changing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, and it's the son of the villain from Fast 5. So Jason Momoa is the son from...
It's in the trailer.
Yeah.
The trailer also spoils everything in this movie.
Like nothing. Like, what are you expecting from this movie? Like,
and also it spoils every action scene. Like every action scene
including
in the trailer.
Like the final scene.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's no surprises in this movie if you've seen the trailer.
Yeah. I there is some surprise. Like I think the end might surprise some people, like the way it ends.
The way it ends surprised me because it's just like, fuck you. That's the way it ends. This is, the director's like, fuck you. That's it. Yeah.
It's like they just stop paying him or something. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to stop making this movie.
Well, I guess we should save it for spoilers, but I've got thoughts about the end.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We've seen a couple of movies since this movie and both of them have been cliffhangers. And this one does it a bit differently to the other one.
What was...
We saw Across the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's been cliffhanger movies a lot.
Yeah, we've seen like Infinity War, that cliffhanger. Yeah. Yes.
There's been a lot of...
There's like Empire Strikes Back. Like, yeah. There's those movies and there's this cliffhanger movie. This is like a totally different kettle of fish to those.
like this Sylvester
the style
Stallone.
Of cliffhanger is like
it's like the Sylvester Stallone cliffhanger movie.
There's yeah, like, that one's pretty good as well.
There's
yeah,
an actual
yeah.
cliffhanger.
Yeah, I think yeah. they're making a sequel to that. Like, no joke.
Okay. With Sylvester Stallone?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere, yeah.
Oh. So it's not like that kind of cliffhanger.
No.
Like, they're not literally hanging off cliffs. Although, do they?
No.
There's probably
no.
a part.
At some point, they probably are.
Probably, yeah. They probably are. Yeah. So, any other positives?
Nah, Jason Momoa carried this movie on his back. Yeah.
There's a couple of good action sequences. I thought the one in Rome was...
They're pretty ridiculous, but... Yeah.
Like, well,
yeah.
But that's kind of what I was... Expect, yeah. That's kind of what I was looking for.
But
so.
It wasn't... It was ridiculous, but, like, they did go to space either.
Yeah. So it wasn't as ridiculous as the last one.
I thought it was less ridiculous than 9. There's two parts in 9 that are probably the most ridiculous scenes in the whole franchise. The part where he crosses the canyon and the part where they go to space.
And the part where there's young Dominic Toretto and he looks nothing like
yeah,
Vin Diesel.
But he's got Vin Diesel's voice.
Yeah. So, yeah. In terms of negatives, I think...
Well, I kind of like John Cena in this movie.
Oh, but yeah, John
also,
Cena. Yeah.
He had a brain transplant from the last movie because he's just a completely different guy.
Yeah, I don't see, like, because I've watched 9 again, and in that he's pretty serious. Like, even at the end he's serious.
Yeah,
even when he changes he's still serious.
Yeah,
so
in between
did he
movies
this?
He had a brain transplant because yeah. He's a completely different guy.
Yeah,
in the last movie he's like playing like a serious guy, and this movie is Jason Momoa. Sorry, he's what's his name?
John Cena.
I forgot yeah. his name. He's just John Cena. Like, if you see John Cena in other movies, he's yeah. him. Yeah,
yeah,
but he was pretty decent.
Yeah. I do have thoughts about that whole segment with him, though, but we'll talk about that in spoilers. Yeah, negatives-wise, I think it's pretty disjointed. Like, there's stuff-
three different storylines,
yeah.
And two of them don't matter. And the one that does matter is kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's parts where stuff just happens for the, like, sake of it. Like, you need this to happen. You don't even need it to happen. Like, for some reason, just stuff
well,
happens.
Well, the two storylines, stuff happens in both of those storylines that don't impact the main plot at all at any point.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think, it's not like it's going to pay off down the line as well. I don't think it's going to change much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a Fast and Furious movie, so.
They had to bring back the whole crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should mix up the
combinations.
The combinations. It's yeah. the same combinations in every movie.
I think someone needs to be with
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is just by himself.
Like, even
he's
the last
most boring
one,
character.
In the yeah. last two, he was by himself. In yeah. 8, he was by himself as well.
The problem is he hates everyone he works with, and like, he doesn't want
to
work with everyone.
They have to shoot all these scenes.
So they shoot.
Have you heard about what he did for 7? Apparently, it was like a real pain for 7 after Paul Walker died, and he would just like stay in his trailer and like not come out for hours. And then when he did come out, he just wouldn't do anything that people told him to do.
Look, when I see Vin Diesel at like press events and when he talks, I'm like, oh, this guy actually sounds like a good guy. But everything I hear about him sounds like he's the worst guy.
Yeah, because that's why James Wan directed number 7, and he didn't want to come back.
Yeah.
Because apparently it was a pain to work with.
Also, that movie would have been terrible to shoot because your main actor died halfway
yeah.
through. So
I think
yeah.
they really should have probably stopped with 7.
Yeah.
Because they kind of ended that one like it was...
It could have finished there.
Could have finished there. And this, it hasn't been the same without Paul Walker. I think
the
they
problem
Paul
is
Walker.
Paul Walker and Vin Diesel used to be... They used to be together.
It'd be
and
like
they used
the
to
co-leads.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah. But now Vin Diesel's just by himself and he's just this boring character that like is... like invincible and does whatever he wants,
yeah,
but like has no charisma. But Vin Diesel in real life is more charismatic than Dom Toretto
when he acts. Yeah,
yeah. So, like, I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah.
He's such a boring character and he's by himself the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's I think that definitely sort of pushes this movie back. And yeah, in terms of the combinations, it's always like Tyrese and
Ludacris, and that chick from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so it's just them three. They don't add anything.
And Han's kind of with them now.
Han's in this one. Han's with them, and Michelle Rodriguez is doing.
She's just by herself for this movie.
She's doing some other stuff.
She's with Charlize Theron.
But doing some other stuff, and then. Jordana Brewster's not even in this much. I think she's in one scene.
She's at the start, and then that's it. Yeah. Well, I guess there's four storylines because then there's John Cena as well. John Cena and Dom's kid.
Dom's kid.
Yeah.
Who has changed race?
I think he has. I think he has. Yeah.
In the first, when he was a baby, he was white.
He was very white when he was a baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kids get darker, but I don't know to this extent.
Yeah.
John Cena had a brain transplant. This guy had a skin transplant. Yeah.
Also, like, how is he?
Yeah, he's really dark. It's Chris Hemsworth's wife. I don't know her name. It'll maybe come to me. That's his mum.
And then
Vin Diesel's his dad.
Yeah. So how does
he ended up like this?
Yeah. Like, it makes sense if he was white. Like, when he was a baby, he was white.
Maybe it probably would make more sense if Michelle Rodriguez was his mum.
Yeah. Although still not really, but maybe.
It would make more sense than what it is.
Yeah.
Because his mum is like fully white.
Yeah.
I think Vin Diesel is slightly ethnic. I don't know.
Apparently he doesn't know what his background is. So his actual
name. Is he Latino? Maybe. I don't know.
He doesn't know for sure, but his mum's, like, his actual name is like the most white name ever.
Yeah.
It's like Mark Smith or something. So
Vin Diesel's better.
I'll give you his actual name, because I was looking up his background. I'm like, and he doesn't know, like, he didn't know his father, so I think his father was like Latino or something like that, but possibly. His actual name's Mark Sinclair.
Okay. Yeah but yeah, his kid looks like he could be like the Rock's kid, essentially.
Something's happened. Anything else spoiler free?
Nah, we'll probably just get into the spoilers, honestly.
All right. So if you haven't,
I didn't have a bad time.
I still probably had a good time with this.
I didn't have a bad time. But it's not a good movie.
But I don't think these haven't been good since like 6. I think 6 was okay. Maybe since 7. I don't think
it was 7 was decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 was not.
I don't remember 8. I cannot remember anything from that movie.
It's the one with Charlize Theron.
So I know there's a submarine at the end. I don't know how they get to the submarine.
And it's the one where like Dom's bad for like most of the movie because he's like working with Charlize Theron, and then the movie's just a sequence of fights with Dom, and then at the end he
turns good again.
Well, he was always good, but he was just doing stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they had his son.
It's the one where his wife dies.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Chris Hemsworth's wife,
I don't know how I actually didn't even rewatch this one, but I don't know how I remember most of this. But it's the one with there's a scene with Jason Statham.
Oh, and where he saves the baby.
Saves the baby.
Yeah. I do remember that. I remember all those things specifically. I don't know how they like mold into a movie, though. I don't know how that creates a movie, but I remember these specific scenes happen at some point. I remember The Rock like moves the rocket. Missile? Yeah.
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 Good movie.
Yeah.
It's like this one. So, I'll give it a cognitive recalibration.
I guess so.
It is what it is. So, if you haven't seen Fast X, go watch it if you like these movies and come back to this point and we'll talk spoilers.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think a lot of people will watch this on streaming. I don't think people will pay money to watch this. Yeah.
All right. Spoilers. Where should we start? Should we start at the very beginning?
Yeah.
It's a very good place to start.
Yeah. Reluctantly.
So it starts with Fast Five.
Mm.
Yeah, with Jason Momoa.
Also, apparently the twist is very clear in this movie. I saw it coming, but apparently if you watch that first scene, you could clearly see that that guy is in that scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for him. Also, that guy, we'll get to him.
Yeah.
He's got some funny lines. But yeah, it starts with the backstory of Jason Momoa and how he gets. Why did it take him so long to like? Was he? Because it's not clear why he's so powerful. Because it's just him, and like he gets people on board, but like it's not like he has a team or something. And he seems to have all this tech, and
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
there doesn't need to be explanation for this, either. I think
because at the start, and they always like do this thing with like the previous villain and the current villain, and they show that the current villain's like worse than the previous one,
and the previous villain turns good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Although I don't know if she has completely yet, but maybe.
Yeah,
she also killed his wife, so I don't know if that's you can ever
forgivable.
Yeah,
but Jason Statham killed hard. Well. Kind of.
Yeah, well, he did it.
Yeah.
He's still walking around now, so. Yeah. Or maybe his wife's not dead.
Yeah, maybe she's not, yeah.
Although it seemed pretty clear that she got shot in the head.
Shot in the face, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, the part where he, like, goes in to, like, Charlize. And why is Charlize Theron, like, still. Didn't she get, like, arrested
Isn't
or
she
something?
Arrested? Yeah, I don't know. She's always, like, I don't know what happened at the end of the previous movies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess she's free.
So she's just like, doing her thing. And then he walks in and like suddenly he's got like all of the people who work with her. He's got everyone.
He's got everyone's families, which is good work. Like that's a lot of research, a lot of.
Maybe that's what he was doing for like 10 years or whatever. It's 2011 is when Fast Five happens.
I don't know what the timeline of these movies are though. Like is it real time that it moves or.
I think it's 20. I think it's set at the start of the movie, 2011.
So is the movie set at the same time they release?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. They're as smart as Marvel when it comes to that.
Yeah. Well, they're not set when the movie releases though.
Marvel?
Yeah.
They used to be. Until Endgame they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man wasn't either.
Homecoming?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like in between thing. Yeah. Yeah. I mean he gets everyone on board pretty quickly, Jason Momoa. So he's got some like something that's making him powerful. That's why I think there might be another villain, like
someone else behind him. Yeah.
So, did you hear what Vin Diesel said? He wants Robert Downey Jr. as the main villain.
Yeah, but he wants a lot of people as the main villain. Does he? Just wants everyone.
Yeah.
RDJ would do it if they gave him enough money.
Would he?
He would do it if they said you could be on a green screen and we'll give you $50 million and we shoot for 5 days. He'll be like, yeah, 100%, I'll do this.
Well, who would?
RDJ doesn't care about the movies he does, mostly. He does a select amount of movies that he cares about, but most of the stuff in the middle he just does for money.
But he doesn't really do that many movies.
Anymore, because he's fucking rich now.
Has he done a movie since Endgame?
Yeah, he did Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people forgot about that movie.
Is in Oppenheimer, which I assume is not for the money. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's doing a Sherlock Holmes 3.
Yeah, which I assume is for the money.
Yeah. Well, I like the Sherlock Holmes movies.
So. They're pretty decent. I don't think he's doing it out of the love for the character, though.
Yeah.
Well, maybe partly, but also he wouldn't do it unless they paid him $20
million. $20 million is not much.
For him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So after they establish Jason Momoa as the villain, they start with Dominic Toretto doing burnouts in a car park. It's actually his kid that's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He shouldn't be driving.
It's like 8 years old. Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be able to see over the steering wheel, I'm pretty sure. So it starts with that. Then they don't have a barbecue at the end of this movie, but they have it at the start of this movie.
Yeah.
And the whole gang is there except
Paul Walker.
Obviously, Paul Walker.
Yeah.
He should be there. Around. Yeah.
He's just conveniently not at any of these. Yeah.
And they never like say what he's doing.
Yeah. They're like, he's with the kids.
But like.
I don't know why he's with the kids all the time.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Like, don't they go to school? Like,
and you never see their kids either. You only see Vin Diesel's kid.
Yeah. And there is a part where Jordana Brewster is like babysitting his kid and then
John Cena comes and
John Cena
him.
Comes. Yeah. 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 I also forgot that John Cena, like
it's her brother as well.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I knew that she was Vin Diesel's sister. And I knew John Cena was Vin Diesel's brother, but for some reason I just like
disconnected the.
And then I'm like, oh hey, they're brother and sister. I forgot about that. Yeah, and everyone does karate in this, just like the last one.
Yeah,
Jordana Brewster's taking out like all these, like what are they?
Mercenaries.
Yeah, are they FBI that they get raided by? Or
it's called the agency.
The agency.
Yeah.
So coming to the agency, there's a like a new head.
So it used to be Kurt Russell,
Mr. Nobody.
But he's missing now.
Also, your prediction of Brie Larson, who's also in this movie.
Yeah, I thought it would be Paul Walker's sister, but it turns out she's still related to someone because she can't just be someone.
Yeah, everyone's related to someone.
She's,
so you can't have this movie without someone being related. Literally everyone in this movie is related to someone.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So there's that other girl in Brazil that's related.
She's related to the dead wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's the dead wife.
She's Ratcatcher.
That's her name from Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah.
She was also
in Guardians. Yeah.
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 She's
the dead wife's sister.
Yeah. Barry Larson's Mr. Nobody's daughter.
Daughter. Yeah.
They
blow up Rome. So then they're trying to find him because Tyrese fucks up a mission. They play Rocket League with a bomb down Rome. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Rome just like I haven't been to Rome, but is it just like a hill?
It isn't, no. But that ball kept going. That bomb was like,
it just kept rolling.
It had
like,
so much momentum.
On a hill and it's just rolling down the hill towards the Vatican?
Yeah. So they start at Pompeii and then it keeps rolling down until Rome.
Which is not even in Rome.
It isn't, yeah.
Yeah. It just kept rolling. And then it gets to the bridge and then
gets to the bridge next to the Colosseum. I don't think there's a bridge next to the Colosseum. Yeah. I've been to the Colosseum. I can't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't think
there's Did you go to Vatican? Is there a bridge?
I went to Vatican, yeah.
Because he stops it from going into the Vatican.
He does, yeah. I can't remember if there's a bridge next to it. There's bridges in Rome. There might be a bridge next to the Vatican. There's probably one next to the Colosseum.
Yeah, but when they do blow it up.
Nothing much happens, really. Like, they could have let that off.
It does a lot of damage to the buildings and stuff, but everyone seems to be fine.
Yeah. And when they said they would sink it into the river, I thought, like, it would go down deep. Like goes down like 5 meters and then it blows up.
It blows up.
Yeah. I'm like, that's still pretty much on the surface. Yeah.
And like, I want to know what Vin Diesel's car is made out of, because it's like...
Oh, it survives everything.
It's like
movie.
Indestructible.
Later on this movie, he gets dropped out of a plane and drops onto two cars, destroys those cars, but his car's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he like manages to pull like
two helicopters into each other, yeah. Which is also in the trailer.
Which is which leads to the best line in this movie as well, where he's like, you took everything from me, but you didn't take my car.
No, he says that at the end.
Yeah, at the end, yeah.
Which is a weird thing to say. Yeah.
But it makes sense. Like, I think he did need to.
Yeah, he did take everything away except his car.
Yeah.
His car's like, I don't know, it's like superhuman. It might be from space. Like,
it's made out of like.
It's like Kryptonian or some shit. Yeah.
it's made out of some like mysterious.
And I think it gives him powers as well. Because at this other point in this movie, he lifts up a car with one hand and then he spins it around.
Is he like Black Panther? It's like vibranium.
Yeah, something's going on with him. Yeah.
But everyone's superhuman in these movies as well.
So they blow up Rome, and then the agency, because Jack Reacher's the head of the agency now.
Yeah, and,
so.
And he hates barbecues.
He hates barbecues. And
that's why he hates Dominic.
Also, that guy's fucking huge.
He's big, like the
biggest guy I've ever seen. I think he might be bigger than The Rock.
He is massive. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of big guys in this, and Vin Diesel isn't one of them.
No, he's not. But they use camera angles to make him look. Yeah. They try and make him look bigger than Jack Reacher. I'm like, that guy's a fucking tank. Yeah. You can't make him look bigger than him.
Yeah, and Jason Momoa is a
he's big, is, but is a compared big guy to Jack well. Reacher,
yeah, like tiny. They stood next to each other at one point, and he's like, he looked small compared to that guy.
Yeah.
But
anyway, he wants Vin Diesel because he's.
He's the agency. And,
he's the agency.
Yeah. He's
also, why the fuck's it called the agency? Just call it the CIA or something. Why is it called the agency?
Because it's a separate thing. It's a secret organization. But Brie Larson's like the biggest fan of the family. Because
her dad tells her all about it. He tells her bedtime stories about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kurt Russell's tucking Brie Larson in telling them stories about
it. Not when she was a kid, like now.
Very recently. Yeah. He's probably going to come back because he's not dead. He's missing.
For sure.
I
wouldn't be surprised if like everyone comes back.
So yeah. There's more people to come.
Yeah.
But so yeah, essentially she's trying to help Dom. Yeah. She has a few interactions with him and.
Yeah.
And she's not in it that much.
She's not in it much.
Yeah. And then while this is happening, like Tyrese Hahn, Ludacris, and.
So it starts off with them. They go to this mission to Rome, which was all just a setup. And also, they get to Rome, like, they figure out that it was a setup and
they both get there at the same time.
In like half an hour.
Why can't people just have their phones on in this movie? Because, like, he could have just called them and said, hey, it's a setup.
No, you have to go there. It's face to face interaction is important.
Anyway, so they get split up. Oh, Michelle Rodriguez goes to jail.
So she gets caught during the Rome pursuit. And she goes to
Scott Eastwood is in this. And at one point, he jumps out of a car and then he's never seen again.
Yeah, I thought they were going to kill him, but...
Maybe he is dead because he jumps out of that car and they never see him again.
His body's still there. Yeah.
And no one ever mentions him again either. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, he's gone now.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be... I mean, like, it's not like he's a fan favorite character or anything. Like, he's just
he's a plank of wood guy. Yeah.
Although he's probably got more expression than Vin Diesel.
Debatable. That guy's the biggest plank of wood. That guy would not be, like, he wouldn't be allowed 50 kilometers close to Hollywood if his dad wasn't Clint Eastwood.
So after Rome, so they all get split up. So Vin Diesel's on his own.
Let's talk about the useless storylines and then we'll get to Vin Diesel. So Natalie Emmanuel, Ludacris, Tyrese, them, they go to London. They go to the shop. They meet Pete Davidson. That's all.
Hahn eats like a muffin,
like a drug laced muffin, and then he hallucinates for under 10 seconds, and then he's fine.
Yeah, and then he fights Jason Statham after that.
He does.
Yeah.
But and then Ludacris and Tyrese fight each other.
Yeah,
and then Tyrese starts like throwing cocaine in the air. I assume it's
cocaine.
I don't know. It was white powder.
Yeah, and it was in his jacket.
Yeah,
it was in his pocket.
Yeah,
and it was just like, and it was out. It was just for that scene. Like
there's no explanation either.
There's like they didn't like allude to it, like that he's carrying stuff or like it's just he's got this powder, and then they start fighting, and he's also like carrying like money. Thousands of dollars of cash on him.
Yeah, But none of that matters, because then they go meet Statham and he gives them a plane or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, they're going to kill my mama. I'm going to go save my mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Statham's going to come back in the climax and he's going to do something. No, you never see him again.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Although there was one actual comedic line that hit in that scene that Tyree says, where he's like, because this links to the end of the last movie, the post-credit scene of the last movie, where Jason Statham's like bashing some guy up in a punching bag.
Yeah.
And they go back to that scene.
Yeah.
And Tyrese is like, I get all of this other stuff that's happening, but what was that?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
that guy gets hit by a car.
And he's still...
He just gets up and runs afterwards. Yeah. He was getting punched by Jason Statham.
Yeah.
And he gets hit by a car and he comes out the... comes out naked and then just runs off.
What a scene.
Yeah. This movie is fucking...
And then, like,
explaining this movie scene by scene to someone who hasn't seen it, it's fucked.
So Jason Statham, like, he opens the door and he sees Han.
Yeah.
And his immediate reaction is to kill him.
Yeah.
And, like, they fight each other. But then,
a car comes through the door and they're like, oh, we should probably fight these guys first.
Yeah, and then they're, like, friends for a little bit. Yeah. And then there's another scene like that where Michelle Rodriguez wakes up in some...
And then Charlize Theron's there.
Yeah, and then they like...
And then they punch on.
They're like, no, first they're
first they work together.
They're working together to like get out of the place. And then they're like, oh, we've got 4 minutes to like get out. And they're like,
yeah,
why don't we just fight for 4 minutes?
Yeah, it's like 4 minutes. And then Michelle Rodriguez, like, that's enough time. She like punches her and then you think she's going to leave her in there.
Yeah.
She goes up the top. And then she's like, oh, no, I can't leave because it's cold outside. So she comes back in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they leave together again.
And then, they leave together again. But she gets to that facility because Brie Larson, like, comes
in. No, she's already in the facility. And then Brie Larson stabs her. Really? And then she, and then she an infirmary. And then she goes to, like, the infirmary.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Also, that plan was, like,
that's the most bullshit plan ever, like, which would never work.
Yeah.
And why is the controls for the whole place next to the person in jail who's getting herself fixed? She, like, Charlize Theron's, like, hacking into all the computers and shit.
Yeah, it's
on
like,
her
it's like
hospital
hands,
bed.
It's like you can reach it with your hands. Like, you're just sitting
it's
there.
It's right next to her.
Yeah.
Why is the controls next to the person in jail?
Yeah, and it's like she's tied up as well. So, yeah. But the ties are right next to the control.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah.
Anyway.
And she's a known hacker, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Anyway, their story doesn't matter because they get out and then they see Gal Gadot in a submarine for some reason.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot's just been in a submarine for 6 years.
I think that's
it is.
They cut it.
No. Oh, is it Vin Diesel?
No, they cut it with it cuts Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And then they go to this and then it cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how she's still alive.
Yeah. And
she
why is she in a fucking submarine?
She fell off a plane into the submarine and then
it was on a runway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The submarine was just on the runway for some reason. Yeah.
And she fell in and then she
anyway, she's back.
Antarctica somehow.
She's back, but no explanation.
A side note, and I noticed this because, like, Gal Gadot, she was probably not going to come back.
Yeah.
But she's not going to be Wonder Woman anymore. So.
Yeah. And she doesn't have much else going.
Yeah. So, like, okay, well, might as well come back.
Yeah.
Post-credit scene, Dwayne Johnson. So he
because
said
he's
he,
also.
He's had a very public spat with Vin Diesel, and he said he was never going to come back. He's back.
Mm. He's doing a solo movie as well now.
A solo Fast and Furious movie.
He's doing a Hobbs movie. And then they're doing Fast and Furious 10 Part 2 or whatever it's called.
XX. And then the last one
would XX is technically 20, but...
And then it wouldn't work there. Because then I think they want to end with Fast Triple X.
And then Vin Diesel's...
Rise of Xander Cage.
Yeah. So his other character could come through as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's equally as charismatic as Dominic Toretto.
Yeah. They're essentially the same character. But yeah, but he's back and they've made amends apparently and they're all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting if they actually have scenes together though, because after 7, they haven't had any scenes
together. No one has scenes together with Vin Diesel. It's like, I don't even know if Jason
Michelle
Momoa
Rodriguez
has.
Probably does.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Jason Tyrese does at some because there's a part where he bashes up Jason Momoa in this. You know when they're on the bridge and he just like he bashes him up for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, that would never happen. Nah. There's no way you could bash him up.
So, to finish off Tyrese, nothing happens there until the end of this story. So,
yeah.
John Cena and his son are going to Portugal.
So that's done. Yeah,
that's done. That has no relevance to anything. That's all that story is.
That doesn't even come back to the main story.
That doesn't come back to the main story. That's all that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Cena and his son are traveling to Portugal, and then Vin Diesel meets them in Portugal.
Yes. It seems like John Cena, are they driving for like 2 weeks?
They're driving for ages. But in between the time that he's driving, Vin Diesel does nothing. Like nothing happens.
He goes to Brazil.
For no reason. Oh, he meets the chick. That's it. Yeah.
He does a street race, which he like these street races. Like, I don't know why people keep doing them because like
someone always dies.
Yeah. So the guy who organized it,
he dies. Yeah.
And doesn't he say something like, "Oh, this is all because of you"?
Also, it was meant to be a race between Jason Momoa and Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
why are these other two rocking up?
Why? Yeah. Do you have to have four?
I don't know. You could have two. Cena and him race two.
Yeah, two. Yeah. In the seventh one, Michelle Rodriguez races some guy.
Yeah.
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 They just wanted to be in the race.
Yeah. Well, he's dead now, so he can't race forever.
Yeah. Maybe he's still alive.
He could be. Literally anyone could still be alive. Even Paul Walker, like in real life, could still be alive.
Yeah, he's gonna appear out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That guy dies. His wife's sister almost dies.
Yeah.
Twice, because he also gets her on the bridge.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But then he saves her again. So essentially, the agency's going after him, and then he's going after Jason Momoa, or is Jason Momoa going after him? I think it's like a mixture of both.
They're going after each other.
Yeah. But then he realizes he's going to go for his son. So they go to Portugal.
Yes.
To get his son. Yeah.
To watch Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes. Yeah.
Although he doesn't play in Portugal. So
no, he doesn't. Yeah, he plays in Saudi Arabia.
He's got Saudi Arabia for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Cena dies. There's like he's got this car with cannons on it.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel's son's very okay with killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, he's happy.
He's very happy about it as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a bit weird. But that whole scenario where like the son jumps out to like fix a missile.
Obviously, they're like, oh, we need the son to get into Jason Momoa's car, but they're going to be driving. And they're like, how do we make that happen?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the son needs to be outside the car. So how do we make that happen?
Yeah.
He's fixing something.
Yeah. I don't think it needed to be fixed either. Like it was.
No, they were fine.
They were fine.
Yeah.
Like they already got away from everything. So, yeah. But then Jason Momoa gets his son, and then Vin Diesel gets his son back.
Yep. And then John Cena kills himself.
John Cena. But which was not really necessary.
Yeah. And like, also, like, what the fuck was that? He like flipped his car and like landed on these guys. Also, probably not dead.
I'd be interested to see how he actually survived that.
I reckon he's in hospital for one movie and he comes back for the next one.
It would be good to see like The Rock and John Cena in
a movie together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Jason Momoa a wrestler?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
He looked like he could be a wrestler.
He could have been, but he's not. Yeah.
So
and then they end up on a bridge.
They end up on a bridge like there's a lot of bridges in this movie.
Yep. Yeah. It's like a dam, actually.
Yeah.
And he drives down the dam. And then also, there's an explosion, and then he uses NOS. If you're running away from an explosion, you probably shouldn't use NOS because that's going to blow you up.
But he's got a super
His car's super from car. Krypton. Yeah. Yeah.
So he manages to get away somehow.
Yep.
But then...
Oh, and then he makes friends with Jack Reacher. Jack Reacher Reacher turns good.
So they're on another bridge. They're on a bridge in Brazil. And then Reacher.
Everything fucking happens on a bridge. It's the same bridge from Fast Five.
So Jack Reacher's like, he says something really funny. He's like, oh, I'm listening. Because before he wasn't listening.
Yeah, he's but like, now I'm he's listening now. Yeah.
And he like chucks him a gun.
Yeah.
And then Brie Larson gets shot. And there's also a funny dialogue here where his wife's sister's like, She needs to go to hospital.
Yeah. She's got shot, so she definitely does. But like this, yeah, so Jack Reacher turns good for like 5 minutes, but then he's bad again, like basically the next
double
scene.
Yeah.
And Tyrese and the crew are flying in on a plane to Portugal and he shoots them.
Yeah, it's like, and Tyrese's last dialogue is, "Hey Dom, we've got you covered," or something. And then
he comes in on the right. He's like, "Hey Dom, the cavalry's here," or something.
Yeah.
And then Dom's like, "It's a trap," and he gets shot down. That's the extent of what those guys do in this movie.
They're
covered in a plane, and then they get shot down immediately.
Yeah.
Absolutely immediately. And the plane looks like it crashed, but they're definitely alive.
Yeah. You know what would be good? If they actually died.
If they're actually dead, then that would be great. That's what everyone wants, and that's what should have happened.
No one would expect that, because everyone's expecting them to come back. So it's not going to be a surprise when they come back.
If the next one's just like eight people's funerals, that would be great.
I think what they will do is, like, next one, maybe they're not going to be in it.
Next one, they'll be in it. John Cena won't be in it.
John Cena won't be in it.
Yeah.
But next one, they'll be in it. Maybe they'll
be in it.
I think John Cena won't be in the next one.
John Cena won't
be in it. But he might come back in Triple X.
Paul Walker probably comes back at the end of the next one, I think.
They're bringing Paul Walker back. No, he's 100%. If he doesn't come back in at least the last one.
Yeah. He's either back in the next one. I reckon at the end of the next one, he'll be back. Or at the start.
I reckon it'll be post credits next one.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll be the big reveal.
And so those guys are probably not dead. But the way this movie ends is just fucking ridiculous. When Dom drives down the dam, and then they get out, and then you think they're safe and they're gonna get away, and then Jason Momoa was like, "Nah, I got some bombs on this dam," so he just And then the bombs are like beeping, and then the movie just ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing about this movie is it's a cliffhanger ending, but nothing is resolved, and it just ends in the middle of an action sequence.
I think it was a cliffhanger, like, for the sake of it.
It just ends in the middle of an action sequence, though. Like, it's like the movie should keep going. Do you know what kind of TV shows do these kind of cliffhangers and, like, come back next week? Like, it ends like with some guy pointing a gun at the back of some guy's head.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Oh no, what happened?" Yeah. We've got to tune in next week. It's a movie and it just ends.
It's great.
Yeah. I was shocked that it ended. Not because I wanted more, but I'm like, you can't end it here. This is like, resolve something. Give some kind of resolution. Yeah, Gal Gadot coming out of submarine is not a resolution.
That's the resolution. Yeah.
Yeah.
And The Rock coming back is...
Like, with Endgame, Thanos achieves what he wanted to, and that's a sort of resolution.
Yeah.
With Empire Strikes Back, I guess the Empire wins, and then the rebellion's like in tatters.
So Jason Momoa wins.
But we don't know if he won, because it just ends. It ends with them in the bottom of a dam that's about to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The start of the next movie is just their floating dead bodies.
So the thing is, when there's a cliffhanger, when the next movie starts, it doesn't start directly after the previous movie. Like, Endgame didn't start directly afterwards.
No.
There's like stuff happens and it moves along. This one, they have no choice. They have to start with Dom in the dam.
Yeah, the floating bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but he won't be dead because he's from Krypton. His son might be, though. I actually think the third one's going to be a time jump. And I think the son's going to be older.
5 years later.
I think the son's going to be older.
Okay.
Yeah. Either that or they're building a spin-off around the son.
I think, yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do a time jump. So Vin Diesel dies?
I don't think so. I don't think Vin Diesel would agree to have his character die. I think he wants his character to be like God in this universe, and he's forever alive. Like, even when the universe gets destroyed, it'll just be Vin Diesel floating alone in the Fast and Furious universe.
And also, like, isn't it in their contracts that they can't lose a fight?
Yeah.
So Vin Diesel can't lose a fight. The Rock can't lose a fight. I think Jason Statham can't lose a fight. So, yeah. John Cena Because technically, I don't think he loses a fight either. So, yeah.
Not many people lose fights in these movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a movie, though.
Yeah, it was something else.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am looking forward to the next one because I want to see what they do.
I'm intrigued to see what they will do. I don't know how they can make three movies out of it. Like, I can see another one, but how does a third movie happen unless someone else is introduced? So that's and they can't do another cliffhanger ending, can they? I don't know. It's
two cliffhangers. Yeah.
Apparently, it's not coming out till 2025 either. Like, everyone's gonna forget this movie by then. I've almost nearly forgotten it.
Yeah. So when's the spin-off with The Rock?
Apparently before. Yeah.
So 2025 is 2 years away. So
yeah.
Is it next year?
I don't know.
If they haven't even started making it, I don't see how that could release before.
Yeah. They haven't started making the next one either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I assume they start the Hobbs movie before they start this one.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Also, this had issues with the... So Justin Lin, who's directed most of these Fast and Furious movies, he had some issues with probably Vin Diesel. And then he sort of backed out, and that's when they got Louis Leterrier to jump in.
He's doing the next one as well. I
think. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it is what it is. It's a movie.
It was your most anticipated movie. Are you disappointed?
Nah, look, I couldn't expect anything more than what it is.
So, I guess next week we've watched it already, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So we'll be talking about that.
We've got a couple coming up. We've got Transformers coming up.
We'll be watching Transformers this weekend.
Dial of Destiny, Flash.
Flash next week as well. Yeah. So we're watching that. So We'll tell you all about it when we see you again. I just wanted to put that in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. They've got all the songs in this movie as well. From like 5 till...
Do they have the 5 song?
9? Yeah, they got the 5 song in it.
At which point? When they go to Portugal?
In Brazil, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I got all the songs from 5 till 9, I think, in this movie. Yeah.
Okay. What, did 9 have a song?
Did it? Maybe not. Yeah. I think they have songs before 5 as well. Like, they've got Gasolina, and I think they got the Tokyo Drift song at some point. I don't know. They potentially might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy from Tokyo Drift is... Oh, no, he's not in this.
He's not in this. He'll be back, though. Yeah.
He was in number 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'll probably be back.
There's many characters to return. There's him. There's Paul Walker. There's Hobbs. Shaw was probably not in this that much. He'll come back.
He'll come back.
Yep.
Shaw's brother.
Shaw's brother probably comes back. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Shaw's sister.
Oh, yeah. She's a thing. Yeah. She might be back. Who else is there?
Hobbs's family that live on that island.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're coming back.
There's someone from number 2, I think. Eva Mendes.
Oh, yeah. Eva Mendes. She's in number 5. She's in the end credits for 5.
Oh, okay.
She shows Rock a photo of Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because she's not in that movie, right?
She's dead at that point. Yeah. She was the first one to return.
Yeah.
So anyone that's dead is not really dead. Like, yeah, anyone could be back. Who else has died in these movies? Oh, yeah. His wife. She could be back. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to see how they explain
it. Elsa Pataky, that's her name.
Elsa Pataky.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just keen for, when they all return and they somehow...
They all come through portals.
Yeah, and they face off against Jason Momoa, I guess. It's just all of them against Jason Momoa.
I don't think they need all these guys because he got bashed up by Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel by himself.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel could lift cars and, do whatever he wants. So,
I don't think they need...
It's like the Justice League. Like, Superman comes in and beats everyone. So, like, do you really need anyone else?
Yeah. I think there will be another villain, though.
Yeah.
If they're going to do 2 more movies, I can't see how they would do it just with Jason Momoa.
They probably need someone else. But, like, how is he going to be worse than Jason Momoa? And
Maybe they're working together.
I think they've already gone into the past. Like, they can't go to the past anymore. There's no one else in his past.
I think potentially Jason Momoa is working with this other person.
But how is he related to Vin Diesel? Because he has to be related to Vin Diesel somehow.
He's, I don't know, what happens in the other movies?
I know. I'm trying to think for
maybe when something. Six four? And seven are
Jason. He's not in two and three.
He's not in two and three.
Yeah. So it has to be someone from one, where the villain's the FBI. Or maybe the whole of the FBI. It's just the FBI versus Dom. It could potentially be someone from four. I can't even remember four.
Yeah, I can't remember four.
Yeah.
It won't be, well, six and seven is Jason Statham, so it won't be anyone from
that. Yeah. And then five is there.
There was that five. Villain from Hobbs and Shaw in that.
Idris Elba.
No. Like at the end, you remember there's like someone, you hear someone's voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Are they doing that? Are they ignoring that? Or
I don't know.
Potentially. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they could bring back Ryan Reynolds. Remember, Ryan Reynolds is in Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that other guy, Rob Delaney. No, it's not Rob Delaney. He's that comedian guy. He's in Hobbs and Shaw as well. Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's in it, but there's that other guy as well. He's in Deadpool 2. He's that guy that jumps out of the plate. Yeah.
Kevin Hart is in.
Obviously. He is in. Yeah.
Am I remembering that wrong? Yeah. So, and it's a bright future for
anyone and everyone could come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bright future. So, 100% watch this movie.
Definitely recommend highly. Yeah.
We loved it. Yeah. Highest grossing movie of the year, even though it's not.
But yeah.
In Fast and Furious dollars, it is.
Yeah. In my eyes, it's the highest grossing movie of the year.
Of all time.
Yes.
Okay. So if you enjoyed this episode, how do people get in touch with us? So you can obviously put some
below.
Comment below.
Yep.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Give us a review.
On iTunes and Spotify.
Yep. Yeah. We're on all podcasting platforms and we're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
And Twitter.
Yeah.
As well. And TikTok. So we're on everything. Cool. So next episode will be Spider-Verse.
It is.
And then all the other stuff.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. We'll see you in the next one then.
We'll see you in the next one. Hope you enjoyed this.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.